Welcome to this beautiful morning sadhana session. It gives us inner connection and determination. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Jana Bala Bhagiri Varadhari Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jashoda Nandana Dana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Thank you. Paramahansa Paribrajanacharya Astukara Satasi Simat Slavai Charnarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Sadhu Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON DVT Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Ramacharya Srila Das Thakur Ki Jai. Premse Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Samakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Matana Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Alachwan Niyudavanyati Dham Ki Jai. Gangamaiya Jamunamaiya Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam class ki jai, Samavata Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 7, entitled by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada as Casual Incarnations with Specific Functions. And today's verse is 50. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritam. Naran chaiva narottamam. Devim sarasvatim vyasam. Tato jaya mudirae. Nasta prayesu abhadresu. Nittam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke. Bhakti bhavati naishtaki. So with the blessings of senior devotees, especially Shesha Prabhu supposed to give class, but he's going to watch me give class, so he can correct me. I like that position. I'm fortunate to have him actually train me. So that I am the same. So that I am the same, te unto you, avihitaha, explained by me, tata, my dear son. Who is speaking to who? Brahmaji is speaking to his son, Narada. Very good. So I am te avihitas tata. Bhagavan, the creator of the manifested world. Oh, sorry. Bhagavan, the personality of God. Same thing. Okay. Bhavanaha, sorry, Vishya Bhavanaha, the creator of the manifested worlds. Bhagavan Vishya Bhavana.
Bhagavan Vishya Bhavana.
Shamashena, in brief, Hare, without Hari, the Lord. Hare, without Hari. How is that? Hare means invocative, no? To Hari. Hare, without Hari. Okay, we'll see. No, never, and not anything else. Shama sena hare nanyat.
Shama sena hare nanyat.
Anyashmat, being the cause of sat, manifested or phenomenal, asat, noumenal. But this phenomenal and noumenal has to go like side by side always, I guess. Cha and yat, whatever there may be. Anyashmat sat asat chajat.
Anyashmat sat asat chajat.
So I am te avihitastata. Bhagavan Vishvabhavanah. Samasena Hare Nanyad.
Samasena Hare Nanyad.
Anyashmat Sat Asat Chajat.
Anyashmat Sat Asat Chajat.
Sayam Te Avihitastata.
Sayam Te Avihitastata.
Bhagavan Vishvabhavanah. Samasena Hare Nanyad. Anyashmat sadasat chajat.
Anyashmat sadasat chajat.
Please chant.
Soyam te abhitastata.
Soyam te abhitastata.
Bhagavan Vishvabhavana.
Bhagavan Vishvabhavana.
Samasena Hare Nanyad.
Samasena Hare Nanyad.
Anyashmat sadasat chajat.
Anyashmat sadasat chajat.
Soyam
te vihitastata.
Bhagavan
Vishvabhavanah.
Samasena Hare Nanyad.
Samasena Hare Nanyad.
Anyashmat sat asat chajat.
Anyashmat sat asat chajat.
Soyam
te vihitastata. Bhagavan Vishvabhavana.
Samasena Hare
Nanyad.
Anyashmat
sat asat chajat.
Soyam te
vihitastata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear son, I have now explained in brief the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the creator of the manifested worlds. Without Him, Hari, the Lord, there are no other causes of the phenomenal and noumenal existence. Purport. Since we generally have the experience of the temporary material world and conditioned soul trying to lord it over the material worlds, Brahmaji explained to Narada Deva that this temporary world is the work of the external potency of the Lord, that the conditioned souls struggling here for existence are the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead. There is no cause for all these phenomenal activities but Him, Hari, the Supreme Lord, who is the primeval cause of all causes. This does not mean, however, that the Lord Himself is distributed impersonally. He is aloof from all this interaction of the external and marginal potencies. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.4, it is confirmed that by His potency alone, He is present everywhere and anywhere. Everything that is manifested rests on His potency only. But He, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always aloof from everything. The potency and the potent are simultaneously one and different from any other, from one another. One should not deprecate the Supreme Lord for the creation of this miserable world, just as one should not blame the king for creating a prison house in the government. The prison house is a necessary institution of the governmental establishment for those who are disobedient to the laws of the government. Similarly, this material world full of miseries is a temporary creation of the Lord for those who have forgotten Him and are trying to lord it over the false manifestation. He, however, is always anxious to get the fallen soul back home, back to God. For this, He has given so many chances to the conditioned soul via the authoritative scriptures. His representative and the personal incarnations also. Since He has no direct attachment to this material world, He is not to be blamed for its creation. Om Jnana Tumiran Dasa Giranjana Salataya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Veda Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Sham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Soyam te abhihitastata bhagavan vishvabhavanah samasena hare nanyat anyasmat sad asat chajat. My dear son, I have now explained in brief the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is creator of the manifested world. Without Him, Hari, the Lord, there are no other causes of the phenomenal and nominal existence. Beautiful. This sloka itself is enough to know everything about where we are, why we are here. I like the purport that Prabhupada began and the end. He said, Krishna should not be blamed. I don't know directly people say they're blaming Krishna, but they are expressing frustration. And they do begin from Duryodhana, before Duryodhana also. Remember, Bhishma Dev said something very striking. He said, two things I never hold unto. One is hate or resentment against Krishna for any reason. I never. And you can see, Bhishma Dev says, because I never hold any resentment or hate against Krishna, because knowing that He is the cause of everything, even this war, even right now I'm getting killed by Arjuna. Shikhandi came, kind of like a trap, because Bhishma Dev is a hero. He doesn't want to shoot a woman. Well, Shikhandi is not a woman, you may say, but he's aware of this whole thing. So Bhishma Dev is such a wonderful example. He knows cause and effect of everything. And he knows Krishna is the root cause, origin cause, also sanctioning cause right now. That I am getting shot by Arjuna is because of his sanctioning. And now I choose to leave this world. He is the cause. Wait, where is the Bhishma Dev's independence then? Individuality. His desire. That's all. That's all we have. We have a desire. We can desire. We can desire, we can endeavor, but when it is sanctioned by Krishna, then nature will manifest. And another point Bhishma Dev says also, he says, I always saw Krishna as the cause, he is the cure of all my problems. He said, because I maintain these two, now the Lord has appeared right in front of me as I am about to leave this world. How fortunate I am. Now, Duryodhana was listening that? Sure, he did listen that many times. Bhishma Dev even spoke to Duryodhana personally that should not maintain any hasty mood. I don't know any one of you ever thought like that. Hate your life, you hate your friends, why things are happening? It's actually ultimately you hating Krishna. I remember many years back I was listening to Prabhupada conversation, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Siddha Swarup Prabhu in Hawaii. It's a long conversation, but Prabhupada says envy means when someone has a rightful ownership to possess something, but in your mind you don't allow him to have that. So then Siddha Swarup Prabhu says, Krishna gives sanction for everybody to own something. So if I am not allowing, that means I am actually against Krishna's sanction. Prabhupada immediately shake his head and said, yes, you got it. We are all envy to God. Oh, that's how we are. The definition, if you look at the definition, we just like Prabhupada said, people are envious to the cow. You know, you think like, how do you become envy to cow? Who is fighting with the cow for eating grass or what do you are envy for? No, actually Prabhupada is right. Because envy, if you look at, I was researching also, and then I spoke to one devotee also. I said, how can Prabhupada said something, that means it has a deep meaning. Maybe I'm not understanding because I didn't grow up the idea of what is envy means. But envy is all over the world, everybody knows. Maybe don't know an English word, but they do maintain that. So I remember Chaitanya Charan Prabhu one time, he said, there's a black envy and white envy. Then I was thinking, like, then I dig some information. We have the same thing in Bengal. They do similar thing. So I can relate, oh, I see why Prabhupada got it. Means, when someone possesses something, rightful ownership to possess something, and I don't allow, so that's one type of envy everybody knows. Another type of envy is that we all have a right to live and function. Whatever, whether you like or not like what I'm doing, maybe I'm eating meat, but you should not hate me. Maybe I'm ignorant, I'm still eating meat. Then your compassion should come that how to deliver me, not hating me because I do something that is not aligned with your culture or your nature, whatever it is. So when I don't allow another person to live, the animal, cow, has a right to live. I don't allow. That is envy. It's interesting, isn't it? So nice. So I like this. Prabhupada like kind of repeated. He said, he's not to be blamed for its creation. So let's see the purpose of the creation. What is the purpose of the creation? Now you can go many angle. Many angle in a sense, Eka Bahusham. This is a one word, Eka Bahusham. In many purport of Prabhupada it writes. Now you will say, wait, Eka Bahusham. So one God wants to taste different rasa, so he wants to become different istadev, object of your love. So that's his interest, he created this. Not really. From that angle you can say, but not really. Because we did misuse our free will. Misuse of free will or built-in free will. You know, 236 and 241, I remember maybe 14 years back, 15 years back, I was trying to come. It was a God Purnima or Janmashtami. It was a big festival and I want to be here before 4 o'clock. I know 4:30 is Mangalarti. I just want to be here. So there is a four-way stop sign. I can read and it's visible. But I come close, slow down and then just drive. But there was nobody. No police. Nobody is around. But after 2 minutes I see the red and blue flash. And it bothered me for months. Why didn't I stop? What was blocking me or telling me within me that don't stop? Well, I put a lot of logic. And actually there was nobody according to my vision, whatever, you know. My eyes can see as far the lights, you know, back on object. But car is not that difficult to see. Actually there was none, but I guess he was somewhere hiding or something, I don't know. So of course I came after Mangalarti starts, you know, I really like, it didn't solve. Who should I blame? I thought about it, many days about it. No, misuse of free will is actually built-in free will. Otherwise, what is the value of free will? I thought about it. What is the value of free will if I cannot misuse it? So, we are not fighting how this happened, but at Tatastha region, I cannot say all of you, but I choose to look at the allure activities of Maya. What is there? What is there? That's it. Just the desire. Just the desire then automatically it turned. It's a viparjaya asmriti. Bhayam ditya avinivesata shet ishat apitasya. The moment you turn away, if you look at the verse, Prabhupada quoted that verse many, many times from 11th canto, Lord Krishna is explaining. Ishat apitasya, the moment you turn away, viparjaya asmriti. You saw a danger, and there is a secondary world is manifested. In other words, there is no two world, only one world, spiritual world. But the secondary world or material world manifested to me the moment I turned away. And there was the border where the bhayam, first thing appeared, fear. Then list goes on, whatever happened, or the rest I will hear. It's interesting. So, is it Krishna's fault? Like a morning walk, Rameshwar Prabhu said to Prabhupada. So, 1861, he says, Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati bhavan sarva bhutani jantro rurani mayaya. Krishna placed every soul in a new machine and he directs them. If you look at the verse, he directs them. So, Prabhupada, Krishna is directing all the soul, why he is not directing towards himself? Then purpose is over. So Prabhupada stopped. You can see that with his cane. He said, yes, he is directing, not according to his own desire, according to individual soul's desire. Some of the devotees are so smart, immediately picked. So that means, Prabhupada, we should desire all the time to go back to him and serve him. Prabhupada said, yes, you got it. So that's why Prabhupada said he should not be blamed. For whatever reason, anybody, anything going on, we cannot say God is doing everything. This is not proper. God is not doing everything. God is sanctioning, you can say. Yes, because without his sanction. But sanction also has a degree of sanction. Prabhupada was explaining another lecture. He says, if the soul wants to do horrible thing, then Krishna guides, don't do it, don't do it. He thinks, who is talking? Nobody is talking. Now I'm going to do it. But Krishna is guiding, winning. But he doesn't have a devotional attitude. As a result, don't want to listen that inner voice. But Krishna is guiding. Krishna is always guiding. Suridam sarva bhutanam. There is never a time any soul could do anything in the history of material life that Krishna will say, I'm tired of you or I'm fed up with you. There is no such thing. There is no absolutely such thing. Madrika prapanna pashupasa vimokshanaya. Bhuri Karunaya. Bhuri Karunaya, Prabhupada translated Bhuri Karunaya like Krishna is ready to actually guide all the time. So that's why from many angles if we look at it, it's actually we have to be responsible for everything we do. You know, I was thinking in one angle, I'm not trying to give this is what the black and white. But my own understanding, like, you know, if you say, is Krishna needs protection or Krishna gives protection? The material world, everybody will say, no, God gives protection. But if you ask the Brajavasis or Mother Yashoda, will she agree with you? Yeah? No, she will not agree. She will say, I am protecting. Even Krishna confronted, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Krishna asked Mother Yashoda, who created everything? Night before Damodar Leela, who created everything? She said, God created everything. Who maintains everything, Maya, Mother? God maintains everything. He created, he maintains. Who created me? You come from me. And who will maintain me? I will maintain you. So this is her affection and protection. So tight bonded. So Krishna got it. Okay, I got it. Who created what? Everything. Whole philosophy is understood. And if we look at really in our own life, there is nothing happening, even in my life, nothing is happening without a reason that I am the cause of that. If I think I am the only doer, then mistake. If I think I am not the doer, that is also mistake. I hope that makes sense. If you say I'm not the doer, then you are wrong. And if you say I'm the doer, you are wrong. Both. So what you have to say? You are a contingent doer. Means you desire Krishna's in your heart, checking the list, last 100 life, 1,000 life, what did Prabhupada did. Does he deserve this? He wants it. No, he does not. Then cross. No. And I'm thinking, why it is not happening? I'm frustrated. So much going on. And the nature, whether it's a Jogamaya or Mahamaya, doesn't matter. It depends where we are, what level of existence we are. It will never manifest. It will never manifest because it is not sanctioned. 1323, famous verse. Upadrasta, Anumanta, Bhakta, Bhukta, Maheshwara. You know, I thought very deeply, because many things happen in my life, just like you can say also many things happen in your life, good and bad. Yes, that's true. But deep down, if we really trace it, that we are the cause of all our good and bad. It's not anyone else. But it may appear, it comes through somebody else. So, soul, desire, then super soul, sanction, then nature will manifest. Whether it's good or bad, in that case, Krishna should never be blamed. Krishna is sanctioning, because we are helpless, we are tiny, insignificant soul. How much can we really accomplish by our own? Of course, the desire is independent. Where the desire comes from? Where the emotion, feeling coming from? Is not coming from the mind. I hope that makes it clear to everybody. It's not coming from intelligence. It's coming from the soul. I, the soul. When we say, you know, from my heart, desire is coming. The heart and the soul are same. It's not like two separate. Physical body has a heart, you can say, but physical body doesn't have a soul. So when we say, but we express like this because it makes it a little more appealing to our understanding. Oh, my heart feeling. But it is the soul who feels. It is not that like heart has a separate, but of course that existence, that is not only metaphor, there is the existence of the heart also. But heart and soul is inseparable in that sense. So then understanding is that when desire comes from the soul, but it takes a route. It takes a, you know, passage. Like for example, Prana Govinda Das actually has no access to this physical world. So Krishna, by his compassion, he created a route that's called subtle body. If I did not have a subtle body, I would not be able to talk to you or be in this world. Subtle body connects the soul with the physical world. So when the feeling or desire produced from the soul or coming out from the soul, it takes a route and it takes different filters. Like if I wear a red glasses and I'll see Karnapur Prabhu has a red dhoti. Am I right or wrong? I am right as long as I have a red glasses. But somebody who understands this philosophy, they will say, no, you take off your glasses, you'll see it's white. So take off glasses is bhakti. What we do by chanting, there is a gradual progression. This is what it cleans or takes out. Vidunati suris satam. Vidunati means very completely cleans. Then it takes off the red glasses. The mind cannot guide the soul. Mind should be always under the intelligent, and intelligent should be guarding the soul, but also the soul has to guard the intelligent to guard the soul. In other words, if we every day hear Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's tape, then we are taking care of the intelligent, and then intelligent can guide us. Intelligent will not guide us if we don't guide intelligent also. So the soul has to guide intelligent. Soul is still above the intelligent. There is a material hierarchy, 342, Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani parani ahut, indriyabha paramano manastu para buddhi buddhistu para tatsa. The super soul, then the soul, then intelligent, then the mind, then the senses, then sense object. This is material hierarchy. So anyway, any way we go, we can never blame Krishna because he is not doing anything that is harmful to us. We are causing harm to ourselves if we are not practicing bhakti. That is the point. And the desire and the emotion, when it comes, if it is not properly guided, you're going to suffer. Period. That's why the association of advanced devotee is number one priority in devotional path. Their association, we take over. Otherwise, what happens in the material world, when emotion and desire produce from them, then they react. They react. When they react, then they creating another impression. And that will stay there, it's not destroyed. Bhaktivinoda Thakur write, it's very interesting. I always thought, is there a time in bhakti path that you say, okay, I'm done. No more. I have to be conscious completely. Yes, there is a time. Rupa Goswami Pad says that natra shastram na juktim tat lobha utpatti lakshanam. Natra shastram. You don't need guidance from the shastra or sadhu or natra shastram na juktim. Juktim means like a logic. You know, reasoning. Oh, this has happened because of this. Oh, this happened to you. Don't worry because of this. This, you know, all this logic we try to pacify ourselves sometimes. Counseling, mentoring. Rupa Goswami Pad says, until you develop the greed, lobha, lobha utpatti lakshana, to serve the Lord. Until that greed really appear, you should take advantage of sadhu and shastra and guru all the time. And until then, when greed develops, then those things are there, but the greed will take you, guide you to. Just like Brajabhashis, they have so much love. They are not looking in the scripture whether it is going to be good or not good. Even if it is not good, they will do it if it is pleasing Krishna. They don't care. That's a real greed. So in any way, we can never blame Krishna for any reason. That is my conclusion. Any comment, any discussion. Yes, Mother Ragatmika Devi. Today is also Ramanuja Acharya's, but we'll just stop here.
On this idea of not blaming Krishna, once, of course, I heard Srila Prabhupada say on a tape, when you can see or accept everything as Krishna's mercy, everything, then you can go back to Godhead. So
that's very nice.
So I
accept everything.
Everything.
Everything. Whether it's favorable or not favorable, I don't like this.
Yeah. So recently, I got a little deeper understanding by hearing Niranjan Swami reading what he had said. He said, and it reminded me that for a devotee, whatever happens, even if it's a reversal or difficult, that it is Krishna's mercy. And why? Because Krishna is just giving a token of what you really deserve. And that did it, you know. And so we can always be grateful in any situation to Krishna. Not blame him, but really appreciate. He's just giving a token.
Thank you, thank you. You know, this reminded, because Ramanuja Acharya's disciplined it today. I'll just say this short. One of his teaching was, yes, I'm coming back to you, Madhava Madhavati. One of his teaching was that how do you become free, or you get freedom by bhakti? So he gave four formulas. One, he says, grow with knowledge to have the discriminating power. What will bind you, what will liberate you. So that's one. Second, he says, very interesting, he says, you have to be fully aware of the ultimate end of everything happening in your life. And if you are aware of it, you can actually free yourself. And the third, he says, what you said was like a similar, he says, see that God's mercy actually minimizing your wrong, that something disturb your spiritual journey. And fourth, he says, develop inner strength through sadhana so that you can face something not favorable, but you can face it and tolerate and go on. Then you will be completely free by Bhakti Devi. So it's interesting. Yes, Madan Madhavati.
So, accepting everything, that understanding that Krishna, everything that's happening to me, it's Krishna's mercy, that would, I'm assuming, lead us to the point, seems like, logically, that if we accept everything, whatever is happening to us, then why would we pray for removing us from difficulty? I mean, every day we we chant Hare Krishna for devotees who are in in a difficult situation. So yes, prayers is good, that we can pray that may they always remember, may they remember Krishna as they're going through their difficulty. But why would we pray that please Krishna help me or help others to remove their difficulties if we are supposed to accept, understand that, you know, everything is for our good?
I guess because it is require retranslation. Whatever the scenery is, what I'm seeing it, what I am calculating, what is this disturbing me, I cannot see the actually auspicious behind it. So it's require like someone else to hear it and retranslate the scenery to my level where I can understand, oh, it is actually good for me. For example, that king, you know, you all know that story, that famous king who went for hunting and by mistake he lost one finger and he was not happy. And some minister also supported his bad feeling. Yeah, why God does this? Except that one devotee, one minister who was a devotee, he said, everything God does, as Mother Ragatmika says, is all for good. But he did not like him. He put him in the jail. And I'm thinking, you know, like, interesting. He put him in the jail. On the next trip, he was caught by the Tyagis. And because he lost his one finger, they did not chop his head or sacrifice him, you can say. But the minister who was supporting his view that why God does this bad thing is not good, they severed or they sacrificed him, you can say. So after the whole thing was over, when the king came to the minister in the jail, he said, I see your point is right. God, whatever he does, whether it's good or bad, apparently, it's ultimately for good, if we can just take it. But my question is, why he put you in jail? He sanctioned you in jail. He said, because if I was with you, I would be killed today. So I need to be saved too. So everything Krishna does is all good ultimately. But immediately, cannot see, so somebody has to translate that vision, how to see it's actually always favorable. Does that make sense? Yeah.
So the best prayer.
Prayers are very important because it gives us the strength to see that actually that there is a good reason behind it, good reason behind it.
We
pray over someone.
Yes.
That person, we're praying that that person sees, changes their perspective.
Correct. But we pray mostly not for material things, I think. That's my own opinion. We always pray for elevating their consciousness. We are not looking for their new body or new hand or something. Yes, ma'am.
You was talking about karma and the will or desires. So to what extent does karma play a role in what happened to us and what we do? Because I know like some devotees, they will say, well, man proposed, God disposed. Not always you will get what you desire or you would what you propose to do. So to what extent does karma play in a devotee and in the life of a devotee?
What I understand from Prabhupada's purport, different lecture, Krishna takes charge. Actually, recently I just read, Prabhupada says, everything maintained by Vishnu. But for devotee, it's a little special because Krishna gives special attention to the devotee. So yes, everything is maintained by God in one sense. Everything sanctioned by God, that's true. But we are not talking about everything including devotee. Devotees are special care. Tatte anukampa susamikshamano bunjane vatma kritam vipakam. Read Bhaka Bhavir Vidadan Namaste Jivete Jo Mukti Padesha Dayava. So Prabhupada says in that sloka of Parpur, I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember exact sentence, but whatever I grasp it. He said, for a devotee, sometime, don't take it personally, this is not Prabhupada said, but I'm just adding it, don't take it personally. But Prabhupada said like this, sometime devotee has some desire, don't let it go. But it is bad for the devotional practice. Here there's some, you know, whatever, some horrible desire. And it doesn't let go. So Krishna created a scenario. Like, oh my God, he was a nice devotee. Why these bad things all of a sudden happen? Krishna created this. Why created? Because Krishna wants him to come and enjoy eternal life, joyful life. But for this little rigid, little impression, he doesn't let go. He has to take birth again. So is that Krishna's mercy or not mercy? It is mercy. But that devotee may not be able to see it. He was nice, all of a sudden big scandal or something horrible. You think like, why? Krishna created this. Even it is not karma, part of karma. Prabhupada writes, it is not part of karma. Also Jarabharat Kris, 5th canto, 18th chapter, Prabhupada also writes, Jarabharat is not a karmic reaction. Krishna created this scenario. Because his intensity to absorb in Krishna was not there. His intensity was for the deer. But in a deer body, he got so intense, he's just waiting to die and he's thinking always Krishna. That is required in previous life, but he did not want to do it. So another body. In the next life, he's fully absorbed, not thinking anything. I don't know if it is making sense to you. So for Krishna intervene in our life, but he will see how much he knows. You know, another thing, we should not blame Krishna. Why? Because I can see only this life of me. For me, honestly, I only see this life. So a lot of things I can blame others. Why happening in my life this? Because of this person, because of that person, because I could. But actually, Krishna is, we should depend on 100% on Krishna, because he knows. He has a record of my 100,000 millions of life, what I did. He knows all the records. And he says, Vedaham Samati Tani, I know your past. 726 Bhagavad Gita Krishna claimed, Vedaham, I know. Atit means your past. Samati Tani Bhartaman, I also know you this life. Bhavishyami, and what will happen to you in future, I also see this. But you cannot see, Pran Govinda Das. But as a Krishna, I can see your past, present, future. So whatever I am sanctioning, gladly take it. Because I know your million life, you only know your this life. And Krishna is always compassionate, always merciful, always trying to help us to go back. How much karma involves in devotee's life? It depends how much surrender we are. That's why Prabhupada, what is that the devotee was cutting vegetable? I'm sure you all know. And Prabhupada was there and he cut by mistake his finger. And some or other, before putting medicine, he ran to Prabhupada's room. And he said, I'm serving Krishna. How come my finger got cut? Prabhupada said, your head supposed to be severed. You cannot see that. But Krishna gave a little token. Like Mother Nagarjuna said, little token, only finger cut. Then that devotee understood, oh my God, I'm supposed to be dead today, but Krishna just kept me alive so I can do nothing. Does that make sense? Yeah, thank you. We should be always thankful to Krishna in any circumstances. Never blame. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Can you believe I finished the class on time? Yeah. Is that class? Because of Mother Ragatmika Devi's founding. She is such a good teacher.
You can go over time.
No.